This is what it's like sailing this far from the shore. Stilton told me, but I never believe him. Indeed, the ocean is a mighty thing to behold. It just go on and on and on. Man, look at that wave approaching.
Oh, oh.
Oscar, take a deep breath.
Rachel, me, I leave everything to you.
You're not dying, Oscar. Oh. You're just seasick, that's all. Oh. Your stomach going settle down when this is come.
Maybe if you tell the captain to drive slowly, sir, I can survive the journey.
Look how you're attracting attention, Oscar. No, breathe in. And out. And in. And out.
Oh, me, I'm feeling better.
Me not tell you. It's nothing but little seasickness. Oscar, don't throw up. Oscar, please don't throw up.
We never reach halfway yet. Poor man. Now that is a rare sight. A man and a wife traveling together. Like me, Stilton have enough money only for one ticket. So he cannot take Julie with him. He say when he get a job and a flat, he will send for her. That's how it go for most men. And even those who have the money will not send for their wives. They want to get their fill of the white flesh first. And some of them does settle down with the white girls and forget they have a family at home. But I will not engage in such stupidness. I promised my Mary that I will be faithful to her, and I does intend to keep it.
Where is this damn thing? I put it right here in the car of my VDs. Saw this jigging about, I swear it's the second hand captain to use upon this route. Think Patrick, think the man, where could it be?
Aha, there you are. Yeah, nothing like a bit of horse spice to grab the attention of the ladies. I've seen an angel aboard this ship. She like she's traveling alone. And she look like she could do a bit of my company for the party tonight. Jeez, Patrick. Look, I'm fire tonight. Now, where did that angel fly off to?
I feel like this journey should last forever.
Oh, Lord, let this journey end.
Oscar, you big baby. Oh. Look how you have thick all over your new suit.
Huh? Oh.
You just wait till we reach our cabin. I'm going to give you something for mourn about.
Poor man. He have a strong woman with him. I do wish my Mary was with me. To say I miss her is like saying a fish misses water. Maybe the party will push away the loneliness from me.
Excuse me. Sick man coming through.
Sorry. That is one man that's not coming to the party tonight. Not that I am coming. A woman on her own in a ship is a bad idea. Every worthless man has propositioned me. Even Stanley, my neighbor's husband. I stayed in my room, but I must come up for some air. Oh, I love the ocean. This nice. This really nice. Jamaica out of sight, no. I would have loved to say goodbye to her, but for those rotted men. Oh well, until I return. I hope Denton has found me a job so I can get to work once I arrive. Mr. Robertson was almost asking for his money back as soon as he placed it in my hands. And Denton know how much interest that moneylender charges. Sammy sent Maria the money to pay for her ticket. People say I am lucky. Denton choose me over Maria. That man look responsible. Look like he taken in the ocean. The air is still warm.
I haven't seen you around.
I stay below deck in case the weather turned cold.
You cannot stand the cold. How will you cope when you reach the UK?
I will find out when I reach there.
I think you'll find out before then. I've been told that we must pass the North Pole to reach Europe.
Whoever told you that? Failed geography.
He's my friend in London, Stilton, who ranked me as soon as his hands full.
You is a funny man.
I'll take that as a compliment. Miss...
Anna.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Anna. Sam is the name.
Nice to meet you, Sam.
You are not bothered by the ship rocking?
I am a child of the sea.
Ah, you is a mermaid.
My father was a sailor. I used to travel with him on his boat to the other islands.
He let you travel with him? And the captain does not complain?
I have the face of an angel.
That is no doubt. It does look like my girl Mary.
She is your wife?
Ah, she is my fiancée. I intend to marry her as soon as I get the money to bring her to London. You travelling alone?
Yes. My man is in the UK. I intend to marry him.
And we are in the same boat, on the same ship.
I would love to go to the party tonight, but I don't want those men propositioning me.
I do not blame them. You are indeed an angel.
Would you mind being my escort?
I had to run back to my cabin to change my suit. Some idiot with sick down his suit barge into me. I would have caught him, but for his woman. She looked like she could breathe fire. I searched down below for this angel. Maybe she's on deck. Me hope me not miss my chance. I only have so much whole spice left. Now, where is she there? Ah, there she is. Well, who this country boy she attack with?
Thank you.
You have to keep up with me. I'm a devil on the dance floor.
It is you who will have to keep up with me.
We shall see about that.
What do you hope to do in the UK?
First and foremost, I must get a job. Any kind will do.
You do not have a profession or a trade?
I'm a certified mechanic. I was apprenticed to Mr. Smith on London Road. He used to trust me with all his important customers' cars.
You could find a job that suits your qualification.
Still, and tell me it's not like so. You cannot pick up any job you want.
That is not what I heard. My friend Jonathan trained as a tailor. He's working for a shop in Savile Row.
Are you sure about that?
Of course I'm sure. Jonathan is a childhood friend. He is the most honest person I know, dead or living.
I have heard that many of our people, they are lying about their circumstances. That you can pick up whatever job you like in London.
You are calling my friend a liar?
It is nothing malicious. Some people are too embarrassed to tell you what they are really doing.
Maybe your friend, but not my friend. But then, they are not doing anything that can embarrass them.
But yeah.
Sweet lady, I see this gentleman has frightened you. I would like to do you the honor of relieving you of his company.
Thank you, but...
No need to thank me. I know in my area as the only black knight at the round table. That's how chivalrous I am.
No.
And as an extension of my goodwill, I'd like to do you the honor of accompanying me to the party tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Patrick.
I already have an escort.
Who? This man here, sir. I'm sure you could do better than him.
I beg your pardon?
Thank you for your concern. Your wife must be proud to have an honorable man like you for a husband.
Upon my honor, I'm not a married man.
So it's still, you're still the wedding ring on your finger?
What? Oh, it's not what you think.
Man, you never tire of your foolishness. One move from here.
I take my leave from you, fair lady.
Can you believe that fool? I should have licked his rotted ass.
It's nice and quiet now.
The calm before the storm.